Welcome to the Stylistpreneur Podcast, a show created to help hairstylists build and sustain successful beauty businesses. Here is your host, Damali Fills, CEO of Stylists in Business, master hairstylist, and author of Travel Notice, the ultimate guide to becoming a traveling hairstylist. All right, let's start the show.
Guys, welcome to another episode of the Stylistpreneur Podcast. I am your host, Damali Fills, and today we have with us Beverly Andre. She is a licensed marriage and family therapist, relationship coach, and the founder of Be Heart Counseling Services. She has a master's degree in marriage and family therapy from Valdosta State University, and her expertise is featured on Netflix, BET, NBC, The Lily Washington Post, HuffPost, Women's Health, BET, and The Cosmopolitan, just to name a few. Beverly, baby, come on in the room. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Damali?
Listen, I'm excited to have you, babe. You got all this stuff behind your name. You doing this and doing that. Like, you're and so I have funny. To say congratulations first because you were just at Essence Festival on the panel. How was that?
It was a time. Listen. I thoroughly enjoyed speaking to the couples. It was just so fun.
I was so proud of you. Listen, I'd be over here like, I know her. I went to USF with her. So yes. I am so proud of you. So Beverly, tell us all about the therapy. Tell us about, you know, Be Heart Counseling Services. Tell us what you have going on.
Alrighty, so currently I have my private practice, Be Heart Counseling Services, where I provide both individual and couples. But I'm actually this is a sneak peek. I haven't really said to anybody, but I'm actually transitioning into coaching, solely relationship coaching, and so that will be called Become Better at Love Relationship Coaching.
Oh, I love it.
And so I'll be officially launching this fall with a group coaching program as well as the relationship services for couples. So I'm really excited about that.
That's awesome. So Beverly, I wanted to have you on the podcast today to talk about, you know, careers and supporting spouses. Like we were talking before we even got started, you know, that we both relocated a few times, you know, for careers, for spouses. And I think what a lot of people don't realize, like, yeah, you have, you know, you buy a house together, you go on vacation together. But when it comes to like marriage and careers, like your career is a huge part of your everyday life. Mm-hmm. And so let's get into it about, you know, just like being able to support your spouse and receiving that support.
Got it. And so I'm even interested in like in your question when you say like receiving support, is it like financial support?
Oh, you give me that whole therapist vibe, Beverly. You give me that whole, oh, we're about to have a session. So listen, you know, for me in my relationship, and I knew this was going to turn to a therapy session. For me in my relationship, I've relocated from my husband's jobs four times. So for me, yes, financial support, but I would more so say like emotional, just being there to listen to your spouse.
Alrighty. So I've had the same amount of moves, well, three moves. Mm-hmm. And I think that what a lot of couples don't talk about in the beginning before they're even married is about dreams and vision. Okay. And I think that there's some things that, of course, you can't imagine it would happen, right?
Right.
But I think for the most part, people have a dream like, okay, like, you know, I want to get married. I want to have a home. I want to, you know, how many children I want to have. And I think it's so important, like at the very beginning, just to talk about like, how do you imagine your life turning out? What are the core things that you want to achieve as an individual and then as a unit? Because a lot of times people want to bring their partner on into their dream versus hearing what their partner's dreams are and then figuring out how can we combine it, right? And then kind of segueing into like, okay, how flexible are we with these dreams? Because if there's a professional opportunity that comes up for one person that requires the sacrifice of a move for someone else, am I okay with, you know what, we're going to take on this opportunity that seemingly is just for you and it doesn't appear to be, you know, a benefit for me, Right. But if you're operating as one, if you're married and you want to operate as one, then just because someone has that opportunity first or in front of yours, doesn't mean that there's not a backside blessing for you. Because when we moved to New York, my husband, he ended up transitioning and going to, you know, I would say like a different level, still the same field, but just a different level. And at that time I was starting, I literally had just gotten fully licensed the day the day I moved out of our apartment. I got fully licensed because we were moving. And I was like, well, I don't know what's going to happen. I have to start over. And being okay with him venturing on with his dream in that moment changed my life. But at the moment I couldn't, it would never have been able to foreshadow that. You know what I mean? So it's just like, if you're going to really support your partner and be all in, be all in. Be all in. Be okay with kind of hearing their journey, even though you're still trying to find your footing in your own. Because if you're going to make a decision, don't hold the decision over your partner. If you're going to be all in and know that whatever comes with it, you're open to receiving however it lands. But if you know that you're not okay with it, y'all definitely going to have a conversation before.
Okay. So you just said a whole lot. And so what I'm really hearing is that, you know, have that vision. We first need to come together, have that vision, and then to be all in. So let's say we are, we're in, I understand the vision. I see it. I believe in you. We make the move and now we get into that move and I'm like, oh shoot, what did I do? Oh shoot. What am I going to do in regards to my own career? Like, how do you deal with that? Like in the beginning, yes, I'm fine with it. I believe you 100%. I support you, but now we're in the thick of it. Now I'm in the midst of trying to figure it out. Now I'm in the midst of what happens with my own career now that I'm supporting your career.
Oh yeah, I lived it.
Right.
Same. I lived it. So in those moments, you do have to realize that when you make a decision, you make a decision with the information that you have that moment. On hand, that you don't have all of the information, you don't know what's going to happen, and you do have to keep yourself grounded in the knowledge that, you know, but we made this decision for us, for our family, and that, you know what, I'm gonna have to operate from a place of flexibility, from a place of curiosity and wonderment, because it is new. And I think that when you're in the thick of it, with every transition, it requires a level of effort and being uncomfortable and, you know, sticking it out until you find your rhythm. And I think a lot of times people do want to like draw back, or they want to like run away when it gets uncomfortable or when it gets hard. But you literally have to tell yourself, everything I want is on the other side of this uncomfortable season.
That's true.
Everything that I want is on the other side of this uncomfortable season. And if you don't hold on to, you know, let me just, you know, walk through it. If I stop, I never get to see what's on the other side.
Listen, that is so true.
I never get to see. So it's just like, okay, I don't know what was going to happen when we moved. Like, I didn't know what was going to happen with my career, but when we were in Tampa, I didn't know what was going to happen either.
Very true.
Post licensure. So it's like, be careful not to start blaming, oh, I don't know what's happening, or oh my gosh, this feels even more hard or even more difficult on your partner or on the situation, because then you start to regret the decision. Versus, there's this pastor, Pastor Darius Daniels, who always talks about the backside of the blessing, the burdens that comes with the blessing, because some problems you want to have, right? They're, oh, okay, well, I don't know, you know, what's going to happen, but my husband is in this bomb job, right? And I don't know what's happening with me. Okay, well, there's problems to be had, but he has an increase in his finances.
Exactly. We have a better life. We have more experiences. We have
a better life. We're in a new city. I get to venture out and learn, you know, all about New York. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, exactly.
If whatever you choose to focus on is, will be a reflection of your heart. It'll be a reflection of your mental capacity, you know, because if I want to go down in the dumps and think about woe unto me, I'm going to find all the examples around me to support that versus, you know what, let me look for the good.
Right.
Okay. This requires some sacrifice, but what did I also get from it?
I agree. And just, you know, speaking from my experiences, I've lived in New York, California, and now Chicago. And as a hairstylist, I've had so many big opportunities happen to me. I've worked with celebrities in New York. I'm pretty much a traveling hairstylist now. I have clients all over the US, and that was because I trusted my husband's vision. I trusted his leadership. And just by me supporting him, I was able to have all these other opportunities. So, from what you're saying, it's just a matter of having that positive mindset, having a different type of outlook. And so I've had that, and I can't say it's worked out. It's still working now because we just moved about 8 months ago. But yeah, I love that. So, one thing I want to ask you. So, here we are, you're supporting this spouse. And while you are in your waiting season as the supporting spouse, how do you not make that spouse that you're supporting feel guilty? Because there's been times where my husband felt guilty. Like, okay, I know you left your clients, I know you're starting over, but at the same time, he's celebrating his new win. So how do we not make them feel guilty, by having their advances?
Well, you can't control them feeling guilty or not.
Okay, come on,
You
therapist.
can't control them feeling guilty because, everybody has the right to feel their feelings and to experience things. However, you can control how you respond to those feelings of guilt that they're expressing, because if you feeling real bitter about this move and you say, well, you should feel guilty.
Right. No, that's,
Well,
yeah.
that maximizes what they're already feeling, And if you feel that in your heart of hearts, then that is an indication that you need to have a conversation with yourself. I'm like, okay, what is it about this experience that has you feeling bitter? Is there a part of you that doesn't feel seen? Is there a part of you that doesn't feel appreciated from your partner, from, being okay with making this joint decision? Is there something that is of lack in the relationship? Because if you're feeling bitter, you're feeling bitter for a reason. And that's information for you to bring to your partner outside of if they're coming to you because they're feeling guilty. You need to have a conscience, like, you know what, babe? Like, you appreciated, how much sacrifice that it took for both of us to make this move. Like, I would love for you to express that a little bit more. Or I would love when I'm feeling down in the dumps about not having my things situated yet, I would love for you to, ask me questions about that. Ask me how you can support me as well, because I want to feel seen in this journey versus, we've moved some things and we've accommodated a lot in support of your opportunity. Like, I don't want to feel like I'm lost in this or navigating this change in my life as well by myself.
No, I definitely agree with that. And I mean, you ask a lot of people, what's the key to, a successful marriage? And a lot of people tell you communication, communication. So what I'm hearing you say is like, we need to talk. We need to air it all out. We need to know how each other feels. And that's definitely something that, we've done in our relationship. It's like, okay, we're about to move. Let's sit down and talk. We need to have a heart to heart. You need to understand me. You need to hear me. And, so I think it's a lot of talking that people aren't doing that needs to be happening, right? See, listen. So just to switch it up just a little bit. So when you are working, so for instance, I'm a hairstylist, I'm working on my feet all day and night. And I'm listening to people all day. I probably could have been a therapist in another life. I'm listening to people, and sometimes I'm taking that home. And my husband also has a job where he's doing everything he needs to do. He's working in finances, so he's helping people. How do we separate the work and the home? How do I not come home and be like, what happened to Lakeisha today? Da, 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 da. And he's just like, girl, what about me and you? Let's talk about you and I right now and not all the outside stuff. Where does that separation happen?
Well, I think there needs to be a conversation about how you want to navigate transitioning from work mode to being in the house mode, right? Because there's nothing wrong with talking to your partner about your daily partners. I think that that's a sign of a healthy relationship where couples are able to talk about their day with their partner and, you get to decompress. Now, does it need to happen every day with your partner? No. You can do that with a friend. You can do it with a family member. It doesn't need to happen, but there is something to be said about having a healthy interest of what's happening in your partner's day, who is, has been running up and down in your partner's mind all day while they're at work. Oh yeah, I know about that coworker that keeps getting on your
Right.
nerves. Like you want to be able to know about just, you know, you spend majority of your time away from your partner, you know?
Right.
So being able to be in the know is a sign of a healthy relationship. Now, where that can like cause some friction is maybe your partner doesn't want to talk about their day
Okay.
that day. Maybe they don't want to hear about your day. So being able to do to have a check-in, be like, hey babe, like, can you talk about it? You
Right.
good with that today? Instead of automatically assuming they want to hear all the things. Because there are some times, especially if I've had hard sessions and my husband comes home and he wants to talk about all the things, and I'm just like, oh, I need a moment, or I don't have that today. Like I outwardly tell him, babe, I just want to chill. I just
Right.
want to turn my brain off. Like, and he knows what that means because we've talked about it outside of being in the moment. Because sometimes people wait until they're in the moment to have that conversation versus preemptively having the conversation. And
Right.
it feels like, oh, I'm shutting you down. I'm not shutting you down, but I'm just letting you know, like, hey, like in those instances where I've had a really hard day, I just need to turn my brain off, and my husband will do what he needs to do to help me turn my brain off. Like, okay,
Right.
well, throw on some Moana, or he'll like
Right.
fix my plate and we'll just eat in silence, you know? Because we're on the same page about what we need
Right.
in that moment. And so being able to have that flexibility and not take things personal, but also having proactive conversations about how do we want to transition into work mode? I mean, from work mode to house mode,
Right.
you know?
So in order to get to that spot, Beverly, where it's just like, okay, my husband knows how to read me, or my husband's okay with me saying, I need a moment. Are we doing, weekly, monthly check-ins to communicate and to talk? So we can avoid those on the spot. So we can avoid the whole like, oh, she just shut me down. Like, she don't even want to talk to me. Like, when and how are we checking in to talk about those things so that we can bypass them, or so that we can better deal with them when they do happen?
You can do daily check-ins with
They
each other,
okay.
and it doesn't need to happen just when you get home, like texting throughout the day, or oh, I'm gonna call you, you know, during lunch. And you know, I for me, because I know that I can get really caught up in work, I have a daily reminder, Monday through Friday. At 12 o'clock my time, because that's when I take lunch, it's take vitamins, drink water, check on Jeff. And that's my way of being intentional. And, you know, he's kind of picked up on that. So sometimes he'll call me because I want to be able to see his face throughout the day, because I miss him. That's my man. Like, I miss him and I want to see his face and just kind of, you know, just check in with each other. But when it comes to like the quality of our relationship, like we have, you know, we call it the Andre State of the Union address. Well, once a month, like we talk about like, okay, what's on the calendar for next month? We talk about our finances and we start thinking about, okay, do we want to do this? You know, how we want to navigate our anniversary and plan. Like we take some intentional time to just focus on the business of the relationship. And that's also an opportunity, for instance, if there's like, well, babe, like, you know what? I really feel like, you know, we really need to do a little bit better with like being intentional about date night. So like next month, let's really, you know, focus on these aspects of our relationship, or let's consider going here, you know? So it's not something that we're just leaving up to chance. We're being intentional
Intentional.
about it. But that doesn't negate daily check-ins. That doesn't negate, you know, pillow talk. It doesn't negate, you know, slowing down throughout our day and just being in tune with what's happening with our partner.
Gotcha. I love that you refer to a relationship or a marriage as a business. Like, I know a lot of people are like, it's a relationship, it's a marriage. We shouldn't really like treat it like a business. But at the end of the day, when you go to school, when you have your careers, the only way those things work is if you have a
A
syllabus,
structure.
if you have a structure, if you have some metrics, if you have some milestones. And in order for your relationship to be successful, you need a little bit of that. Like, that's just my thought. So I love that you're looking at your marriage as a business, because this is the only way we're going to be successful. If we're actually sitting down talking about these things, enforcing date nights, because it'll be like, oh, wait, when's the last time we went on a date? Or date nights become turn into, oh, we're just going to chill on the couch. But it's like, no, we could have went out. So I love that you refer to it in that way.
Because who you decide to partner with, Is one of the most consequential decisions that you can ever make. It has an impact on your mental health, your spiritual health, your financial health, your, I mean, just everything, your emotional health, like that person you are deciding to, you know, do life with, you're essentially saying that in all aspects of my life, not just one, like, yes, the lovey-dovey stuff is great, but outside of that, there are decisions that are going to be made that have a real impact on how you guys move as a unit and your overall family.
That's very true. And I tell a lot of people, you know, I meet a lot of single people working, you know, as a hairstylist, and I just tell them, like, that person needs to be your friend. Like, my husband is like my ex-boo-coon. Like, that's my homeboy before he's my husband. And just taking it way back to like college days, Bev, we were riding down the road and there's like this long line of people. And he was like, do you have your flyers on you? And I was like, yeah, why? And he was like, okay, pulled over. He started at the back of the line. I started at the front of the line, passing out hair flyers.
I know.
Like, listen, I was all in love about it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
girl, done.
You know, but that's the support that your spouse needs to give you. That's the support that I feel like if he supports me like that, like he believes in me. So I think that belief and that support is really important, you know, in great relationship and marriages.
Right. And I think sometimes people get it confused that, you know, your partner needs to understand in order to support.
Okay.
Like somebody can ask my husband right now, what does your wife do? Like, oh, she's a couples therapist.
Right.
Does he know the answer?
No.
No, but I'm telling you, he will sit here, reshare my post, he will, you know, he'll brag and do all of the things because it doesn't take much to support. You can literally ask your partner, hey babe, like, what can I do to support you right now?
Right.
You know, like, you don't have to understand. You don't have That's to, it doesn't true. Have to make sense to you. You can just do, you know, you have flyers. It didn't make any sense in the moment to pull over, but he's like, you know what? There's an opportunity. Boom. Let's get your name out there. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yep. And I absolutely loved it. So in marriages and relationships, like, conflict is going to happen. Like, no matter how much I remember meeting my husband being like, oh my gosh, we're never going to get in a fight. Like, oh, we're just so cute together. But I mean, you learn later on, like, yes, you left a sock on the floor. Why are you leaving those socks on the floor? So how do you deal with that conflict in relationships?
I think we need to reframe our understanding of conflict because people feel like, oh, conflict means like there's something really bad. Conflict is very healthy. If somebody tells me, oh, we never fight, we don't have no issues, no disagreements, I am like, oh, this is a serious problem. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, like if you have a relationship to anyone or anything, even yourself, you can have conflict. You will have conflict. And it is a sign that, okay, it's, that's an indication. This is an opportunity to build greater intimacy. Okay. Because how you guys navigate the conflict will help you trust your partner more. Mm-hmm. It can build emotional intimacy. It'll build emotional safety because I know that the more we go, not, and I'm prefacing this by saying, I'm not saying go through a lot so you can get there. But as you do life with each other and you guys have conflict and disagreements and you start learning, oh, I really can navigate this safely with you. I really can get to a point where you hear me or you are motivated to understand what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
You know, or you hear my values. And on the other side of that, like, okay, the next time there's conflict, I don't feel like it's me, the conflict in you. It's not me versus you. It's us versus the issue because we're aligned on navigating this together so that we can get closer and so that I can further believe that you got my back.
Yeah, we have to be a team in this.
A team, right? Because I mean, 31% of issues that come up in a relationship are solvable.
Okay.
The other 69% are perpetual and they're perpetual because there's personality differences. There's things that just won't ever get fixed. Like, okay, you got the sock on the floor.
Right.
You know, one person may be a little bit more neat than the other. Like that's not something that may change. It's a personality thing. So it's like, it's going to come up, you know? So it's like, okay, sock just going to stay on the floor or, you know, what? I'm just going to pick it up and whatever. And I'm still telling you, but I'm just going to pick it up.
Oh, no. I listen, I slide it to the side and I keep walking. I have convinced myself this is how my person is, whether it be my relationship, my friendships, relationships with my family members, that's how they are.
Right.
And I'm just gonna, this is how I am, that's how you are. We're just gonna keep it moving. I still
keep
love
pushing.
You.
I still love
listen,
you.
Listen, there are no conflicts.
Right. And I may not like you a little bit today, but I still love you and I'll love you tomorrow. Right.
Exactly. So, and I'm not going to hold you too long because, girlfriend, we could talk all day. Okay. but I would like to know, what is your power as an entrepreneur?
My power. Okay. So my power as an entrepreneur, I feel that's a question. I honestly feel like I can just connect with anybody,
okay.
You know, and so connect with anybody in the sense that I am open to help. I am not out here trying to think and believe that I know all of the things.
Mm-hmm.
So I will strike up a conversation with anyone,
nice.
Like from a can of paint. And I'm like, hey, how are you? Like, I'm all about genuine relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And so I honestly feel like just being able just to connect and talk to people.
Okay.
And just meet folks. Yeah.
That's powerful because you meet a lot of people that, you know, are introverts or they have a hard time making friends or talking to people. I'm the same way. Listen, if I see you looking at me, hey girl, how you doing?
How
you
are
know,
you?
So, listen, I make a friend everywhere I go. I make cousins everywhere I go. So I am a hopeless, like, romantic. Like, I love love. I love marriage. And I know your goal is to help couples and people that are married. So I want to make sure they find you, Beverly. Where can they follow you? Where can they find you? Where can they sign up? Please let us know.
Okay, so I'm the most present, I feel like, on Instagram. So at Beverly Andre underscore Beverly with an L-E-Y, not L-Y. My mama's fancy.
Right.
And I'll be making an official announcement about my coaching program. So
yes.
There's a newsletter. Sign up. If you go on my website, beverlyandre.com, you can sign up. And that's honestly the best way to be in contact with me for anything, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am going to send everybody your way so they can be
Thank
happily
you.
Married and in relationships.
I appreciate
or go
it.
About their business if they have to. Okay?
Go on about your business.
Listen. Well, thank you so much, Beverly. Have an amazing day.
You are welcome.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Stylistpreneur Podcast. Make sure to visit our website for more beauty business resources, courses, and to join the Stylistpreneur membership. Until next time, stay a cut above the rest.